Finance Committee meeting to order. Appreciate everyone's attendance. Currently present are council persons Bullock, Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Weiner, Hollins, Cartier, Diller, Tackett, and Councilman Smiley, co-chair of Finance. Ryan Hollander will be taking the minutes for us today. And what's your pleasure on the July 22nd minutes of the Finance meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion approved is second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The minutes have been approved. First on the agenda is Resolution Number 14-182, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract with the Department of Special Services for professional environmental testing for PCB congeners in the Newcastle County sewer system in the amount of $36,450. By way of explanation, by the way, this is under my sponsorship as co-chair of Finance. The city of Wilmington is required to track down and eliminate PCB congeners that are being discharged through the WWTP, wastewater treatment plant. As a substantial contributor of wastewater into the city's WWTP, the city, DRBC, and DNREC are requiring the county to participate in the track down and elimination of PCB sources in our own system. There are not many firms that are capable of performing this work. NREC and DRBC recommend Cape Fear. This is the laboratory the city works with, and it is important to use the same laboratory to reduce sources of error in our study. Any questions from the council? Questions from the public? Okay, on the record, Councilman Retta and Councilman Street are present.
I mean, he was May 2.
Next on the agenda is Resolution Number 14-183. Authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Department of Special Services for Newcastle Conservation District, Newcastle County Services to Chelsea Estates in the amount of $4,000. This is under my sponsorship. Some of you will remember last year we did funding for stormwater management for the bank stabilization where fences and sheds were falling into the stormwater basin. This is a continuation of that project, or in this particular situation here, the state will be coming up with $28,000 of the $32,000 needed. The state rep and the state senator come up with $28,000. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Next, we have Resolution 14-184, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Office of Technology for computer software maintenance by Priority Dispatch Corp. in the amount of $60,867. By way of explanation, the purpose of this requisition is for ESP Platinum level coverage for our Priority Dispatch disciplines for police, fire, and medical. This program sets up the automation to allow for the scoring of Priority Dispatch calls based on certain criteria so that public safety can qualify as a certified center. It's the only way to receive the equipment support, corrections, updates, and enhancements. Any questions from any members of council? From the public. Next, we have Resolution 14-185, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Land Use Department to fund Newcastle County share of the Wilmington Area Planning Council, WMAPCO, for 2015 in the amount of $31,500. And just by way of reference, I did inquire, and the total cash contribution of Newcastle County is $31,500. Other contributors are the State of Maryland for 10%, State of Delaware, $55,000, Cecil County, $2,200, the City of Wilmington, $11,796. So those are the other contributors. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public?
Question.
Yes, sir.
This is just local government's
yeah.
percentage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you. Okay. Next on the agenda, ordinance number 14-076, amend the grants budget, appropriate federal grant award of $37,992 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Multi-Jurisdictional Mitigation Plan Upgrade Grant. Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. As for title mostly, but this is also a partnership with the City of Wilmington as relates to emergency management and the federal grant in the total amount of $37,992.
Any questions from any member of the council? Anything from the public? None? We have emergency ordinance number 14-001. Amend the FY 2015 approved operating budget, increase the authorized position count for the Department of Public Safety for 5 police officer positions in order to accommodate the upcoming 40th Newcastle County Police Academy. Before I call on Councilman Street, I just want to remind everyone that at the next meeting, we will then have a normal piece of legislation that has to be done. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I have a lot I want to say about this, but our chief police is here. And I'd give deference to him if he wants to make a presentation and talk about it.
Good afternoon. Colonel Seddy, County Police. We have a lot of officers at the high end of the police department, and we're actually throughout the entire police department that I've met their 20-year minimum, and they are simply finding jobs. We can't keep up with the attrition rate. An academy starts, and by the time it's 3 months in, we've lost several people. As a matter of fact, on the same day this academy starts, one of our sergeants is putting in for his last days. He's been picked up by the sheriff's department, and we wish these men and women well as the job market for county police is hardening. They come with their own work ethic and the ability to investigate built in. So we need this overhire to compensate for this attrition rate. Otherwise, the academy's going to come out in 6 months and we're going to be 10 down. But if we can get this 5 temporary positions to hold us over, at least we'll break even somewhere near the 6 month mark is our best hope. I'll answer any questions. I don't want to bore you with the details on it.
Before we go to questions, Councilman Street, would you like to speak to this?
Well, I'm going to speak a lot to it because I look at the police reports every day. And between arrest for possession, on routine stops for drugs, and high level number shootings, obviously our police department is needed more than ever before. And I don't want this county to fall to where other jurisdictions, not just the City of Wilmington, have fallen as it relates to criminal activity. You know, if you look at what happened in Dover over the weekend, basically we had to shut down one of our colleges because of shootings in that area. Now I'm going to go all the way back basically about 2 years from two years previous to that. You look at what's going on across the country and the police shooting and what that escalated into. I have a great concern about one-man cars. I have a great concern about when and where we let our rookies go on their own. I've been talking for 2 years about the need to look at and have some great discussion about two people in a car, that kind of thing, and care what anybody says. What just happened in Ferguson, we hadn't handled it right, could happen here. And I raised all the hell, and I took the hit. Made some enemies. But if me, the NAACP, and others hadn't stepped forward with some leadership and said it very clearly to the community, if somebody's watching the store, somebody cares, we could have had a different result or a comparable result. We need more officers, we need to protect our officers, and we need to put in safeguards to see to it that we're doing all we can to see to it that they're not similar occurrences in Newcastle County. So I support this. I'm sorry it's only 5 officers. You know, my magic number, and I've said the last public safety committee meeting is 500. I know we don't have 500 of money. Chief made a decision, I support the decision, and I think it's very, very important.
Any comments, questions from any other members of council?
Councilman Carden.
I think it's really important that, you know, we went through a period where we weren't keeping up with retirement waves, so any proactive moves to, you know, bring some more officers in, if number is five in this, to stay ahead of retirements, you know, I don't want to see us go back into that hole again, you know, so I think it's warranted.
And I just want to clarify for the finance record, the need for the emergency ordinance is that the class will begin before we can get through our next county meeting, or council meeting, and get it done. We want to make sure, you know, they're not going to increase the class without the authorization, so we needed to do it, otherwise we'd have been, the old saying, in truth, day late and a dollar short. So that's, just so we put that on the finance record, that's the reason for the emergency ordinance.
Yes, sir, without it, we're on September 8th, we'll be five shy, and literally, with the ones that we're looking at, we have information that there's at least four officers right now that are looking at employment. One, the fifth one is the sergeant that's already been hired. We have a focus on diversity in this class, and the 21 that we have on deck right now that have been hired is, there are five black males, four white females, one Hispanic female, the rest of the makeup is white males, but it's been a great effort by our professional development unit to go out and do all of the recruiting and to do all the legwork to put these people through the process and get this academy started on September 8th.
Very serious issue, but just so you know, I don't know how the rest of the council members feel, but too late this budget, next budget, maybe try to help you by reducing the sheriff's office budget. Then he won't be able to hire him. Just an idea. I mean, you know, I should have waited for expensive revenue roundtable, but anything further from council? Councilman Street.
Not that Councilman Bell and I agree on everything, and I certainly don't speak for him, but in the instant situation, Chief has had discussion with both Councilman Bell and I, and on this, we're in absolute agreement. And for the record, I want to make sure the council knew that both co-chairs of public safety are completely on board with this.
Anything for the public? Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time.
Okay, moving on the agenda, we're under Newcastle County Council grant request. First one out of the box, Old Brandywine Village Incorporated. Councilman Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Old Brandywine Village is the area around North Market Street and Concord Avenue, and Concord turns over into Vandiver Avenue. It's a problematic area that has been perhaps deemed one of the hot spots of crime in Newcastle and City of Wilmington, I should say, with 22nd Street being just a block away. The Old Brandywine Village, Inc., they're planning a fair and a preview party. This is really going to benefit Habitat for Humanity. Habitat has built a number of single-family dwellings there, very, very decent building of affordable housing there in that area. This is also an area where we have the Job Corps, and more recently, the Hope Commission is building that area, so there's a lot of potential for that area to be turned around, and I'm giving a very small amount here, asking for $250 to help the Brandywine Village Fair to benefit Habitat for Humanity.
There's a motion for $250.
Make a motion for $250.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not moved. Okay, next on the agenda, House of God for All People, Council President Bull.
Make a motion for $500 to support this group, the food, trophies, and t-shirts. It's a non-violent event to educate young people around non-violence and support them in their efforts. Just a motion for $500 to support this group.
Here we have a motion for $500. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, next we have the Sellers Senior Center, Councilman Cartier.
Thank you. The Sellers Senior Center is the senior center program within the newly renamed Bellevue Community Center, which was formerly named Edgemore Community Center. This center services as membership in excess of 400 seniors, one of the largest senior centers in, I would say, probably in Brandywine 100, perhaps. And I'd like to make a motion to support request for new chairs and for their card room and new kitchen equipment. I'd like to make a motion for $2,500 for the Seller Senior Center.
Motion for $2,500, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? On the record, Councilman Bell is with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next on the agenda, Brandywine Community Resource Council Incorporated, DBA Claymont Community Center, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Brandywine Community Resource Council Inc. is the corporate name of what we all know as the Claymont Community Center, the other large community center centered in, whereas Bellevue's 19809, this is 19703 in the Claymont, the old high school, and this request for 25 goes to basically sprucing up the building, a renovation of their history room, administration area, and gym, and they're making a request for $2,500. I'd like to make a motion for $2,500 for the Brandywine Community Resource Council Incorporated.
Motion for $2,500, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Next, we have Community Concerts of Newcastle Incorporated, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Community Concerts of Newcastle are concerts that are coordinated with the town in the spirit of community and sort of a community outreach program, and they have regular concerts during the summer and early fall months on the green in Newcastle. They've requested for $1,250, and I, with what we've done so far in our district, I'd like to ask for authorization to give them a $500 grant towards their towards the concerts.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Not moving. Next, we have the Middletown Historical Society, Councilman Bell.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Middletown Historical Society coordinates and sponsors the Peace Festival parade and the activities during the Peach Festival. And for those who have ever had the opportunity to attend the Peach Festival, it's quite an event. Thousands upon thousands of people visit Middletown during this particular weekend and real nice parade and everything. And this year, the Historical Society actually provided flags and banners to honor our nation's veterans. And there were quite a few of our veterans in the parade and everything this year. They've asked for $2,000, and I think I'm of the understanding that Councilman Powers would join with me, and with authorization of council, I would like to put $1,000 up, and Councilman Bill Powers would like to put $1,000 towards this.
So yours is 50, his is 1,950, is that what I heard?
No, 1,000 and 1,000.
Yeah, you had your shot. Okay, we have a motion on the floor for $2,000 from Middletown Historical Society, $1,000 from Councilman Bell, $1,000 from Councilman Powers. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? You got that under the gun just before he walked in the door, Bill. You rushed it.
We just gave his money away, right?
Food Bank of Delaware under Councilman Sheldon.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Councilman. This $2,040, what it does is fund two mobile pantry units or events, which is approximately 100 pounds of product, which they give at each event, which is around 25 to 30 family units is what they say. This is two events. They owe me an event from last year, or owed a county, I should say, it's county's money. An event from last year, which it, if you see in their packet, it actually says upon their request they're going to make sure they produce that also. So they'll be having three events in the 9th district. But I can also give this to another district as we made a phone call if it gets too much. To help other people out. So I want to make a motion for $2,040 for the food bank.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, that concludes the grants agenda. Now we'll move on to a travel request from Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a travel request to attend the 44th Annual Congressional Black Caucus, 44th Annual Legislative Conference, something I've done ever since I've been here and before. This conference is held annually. It's hosted now by 43 African-American members of Congress. It attracts folk from all over the nation, people that are very noted experts in their fields of activity. The focus of the conference is to provide and to connect opportunities for minorities and the poor to economic opportunities as well as healthcare, educational, and political opportunities. It's something that I've talked about over and over again. I don't want to bore anyone here, but it's still a very worthwhile conference to attend. And I think each year it continues to grow, even though there's thousands of people there. It has not slackened off at all in all the times I've been going there. So this request is to attend again this year, the 44th Annual Congressional Black Caucus Legislative Session.
Okay. Councilman Bell.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Council President Pro Tem Holland's travel request be approved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Is there anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? Anything under other? Any polite public comment? If I clarified it, we wouldn't get any. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?